This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Liberty House Recovery in Redlands offers amazing services for people and family members who are struggling with addiction. Here to tell us more is Lacey Ursich and Pat Ochoa, owners of Liberty House Recovery. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Start by telling us, what is Liberty House Recovery?
Liberty House Recovery is an 8-bed co-ed substance abuse detox. We're actually co-occurring as well. We have a beautiful acre property in Redlands. It has orchards, fire pit, swimming pool, and we really try to take our clients in and treat them like family and love them till they can love themselves and try and figure out the trauma behind the use of drugs and alcohol and get them back on their feet and show them what love and connection looks like.
Tell us about the name Liberty House Recovery.
That's a cute story. My daughter is actually named Liberty, and we thought, what better name for a place for people to find freedom from their addictions?
What foundation did you build this recovery center on?
Well, we really wanted to build a recovery center that our family members could attend. So we wanted it to be really small, intimate. We wanted clients to be able to see a therapist daily. We get one-on-one attention from staff. So we only have 8 beds when a lot of facilities have 100 beds. And we just didn't feel like the client care was met with those large facilities. And we wanted to do something really small and intimate to really hone in on what clients needed.
And how did you find your location?
That's actually another funny story. So it was online and I found it and I thought, this property is just absolutely serene and beautiful. I want this property. And the next day it was off the internet and off the MLS. And I called the real estate agent directly and said, what happened to this location? And he said, you know, the owners wanted to tear the fire pit out, maybe take the pool out. And I was like, tell them not to touch it. We want to buy it. And the next day they got us in to see the property and we went and looked at other properties. And I just said, we can't do it here. This is the property. And so it was off the market. We had to do some finagling with the owners, but eventually it was ours. And we opened in June 15th of 2022.
Tell us about the people you treat.
You know, we treat people of all walks of life. 18 to 65 is our core census. People come from all over the place. People are executives. We have police officers. We have firemen. We have young adults. We have older generations. And it just affects everyone. And we're able to treat them all because we meet them where they are and really hone in on what they need from us. Addiction is about connection. They don't want to connect with anyone around them. So we want to connect with them and let them know that they're loved, supported, and really get that confidence back and get rid of that shame and guilt that comes with addiction.
I'm speaking with Lacey Ursich and Pat Ochoa, owners of Liberty House Recovery in Redlands. How are you seeing the effects of addiction in the lives of those you treat?
Well, the addiction, it's like a ripple effect, right? Like throw a rock in the lake and the ripple just goes out. So if we're dealing with an 18-year-old, you know, mom and dad are affected. If you're dealing with an 18-year-old, brothers and sisters are affected, education's affected. You know, you're starting to look at like criminal activity, probation, in and out of jail. addiction affects everybody that's around the individual, not just the individual.
Tell us more about how the family is affected by addiction.
Well, the family is affected by addiction. You know, addiction seems to be a very selfish and self-centered disease. Everything revolves around the addict, and the family as a whole is trying to fix their child. As a parent, you know, we want the best for our kids, but there's an emotional attachment to the person. And so the addict is manipulating mom, manipulating dad, triangulating, pushing family members apart. If mom is enabling and dad's the tough one, then they're going to play mom against dad. And so it really separates the whole family, and it's all revolved around whatever substance they're using. You know, you start to get into consequences. One parent's strict, the other's not. And then mom and dad are fighting against each other, and no one's on the same page. And addiction is really separating everyone, which is, like Lacey talked about, that isolation. And so it affects everybody in the family.
What kind of support is most effective for families to recover?
I think using family systems is very, very important. It's important that the whole family gets treated. You know, it's not just the addict that comes to treatment, but it's the whole family. You know, the mom needs support, dad needs support. Kiddos of the addict coming to treatment, sometimes they have kids and a wife, and they're affected. So what is the family system like? What role does mom play in the family system? What role does dad play? What role does sister and brother, the wife and the individual kids seem to be the ones that are, you know, getting affected too. So bringing the whole family in, supporting the whole family, educating, you know, family groups are important. Individual family therapy is important. And so when the family recovers, the addict's going to be in treatment. They're going to recover. The family's going to recover at home, you know, through the support. So when it's kind of like the addict and the family are doing a dance, it's kind of like a 1-2 step to the right, 1-2 step to the right. And the addict comes in to get treatment. If the family doesn't get support, the addict's going to learn a new dance and the family's still going to do the 1-2 to the right, 1-2 to the right. Mm. And so they're going to end up tripping over themselves. So it's about really creating a whole new structure within the family system so that the individual addict has a good shot at recovery.
The tagline you use is, how free do you want to be? What does this mean to you?
You know, this is such a great tagline because Pat is actually an international speaker and he speaks all over the world about recovery. And the first time that I heard him speak, it was just a really pivotal moment in his talk. And he said, how free do you want to be? And when I heard that, tears came to my eyes and I was thinking, you know, this is such an amazing tagline for people in recovery. How free do you want to be from your addiction? How free do you want to be from the bondage that holds you inside? And if you're not honest, truthful, don't fully surrender in your recovery, take action and really dive into recovery as a lifestyle, you're never going to be free and you're never going to have that surrender. So the term, how free do you want to be, is huge and it means a lot to us because we tell our clients, how free do you want to be? How far do you want to go? Do you want to leave here completely free or are you going to still have those ties to your addiction? And it means the world to me. It's a wonderful tagline and has many meanings for everybody.
What do you think makes Liberty House Recovery in Redlands unique?
I think that our staff absolutely makes it unique. Our staff is completely loving and caring professionals. They have excellent boundaries with love and care and connection. They really actually care about every single client that comes in as if they were their own child or family member. We treat them with utmost respect. We want our clients to get confidence and know that they're capable of being loved and loving again and loving themselves. And our staff really goes above and beyond to make sure our clients get that love and support.
What does a typical day look like for a resident at Liberty House Recovery, if such thing as a typical day exists?
Sure, absolutely. Well, it depends on what level of care they're at. If they're at the detox level care, that's usually about 5 to 7 days where they are prescribed medication by our medical director so that the withdrawals and symptoms of withdrawals are very minimal and it's safe. After that period, they're in the residential program, which can last up to 90 days, where they are in 8 hours a day of individual therapy, group therapy, outings. We go on hikes, we go on surf lessons, we do all sorts of things so that they can gain their confidence back and learn how to really live life sober and have fun sober and see that it can be done. And they have the camaraderie of the other clients that are there, and everyone is a family in that time that they're there, and they make those connections that they take with them forever. Like, they have that connection with someone they went to Liberty House with and they become friends forever. It's really special.
Tell us more about the importance of that kind of camaraderie.
It's very important. Addiction really separates the individual from the community. Addiction separates the individual from family, separates individual from their friends, separates them from any maybe religious or spiritual ties that they grew up with, separates them from work, separates them from school. So when they come to us, a lot of times, you know, tremendous amount of shame, tremendous amount of guilt, remorse, fear, isolation, loneliness, and they come to us completely broken. We're, you know, very being family focused is that person gets in the middle of a lot of love. And when you come from a place of pushing everyone away and you're in that loneliness, I can give you an example. So when I got sober, I had come off of Skid Row. I was in downtown Los Angeles. I was 98 pounds. I hadn't showered in 6 to 8 months. I had 2 shoes, only one had a sole. I kind of talked in tongues. I was high on drugs. And when I reached out for help, a guy picked me up and he took me to a detox. And he suggested to me, he said, you know, I think you need to take a shower. And I was so like, I had a lot of trauma. I didn't trust anybody. And I went into the shower and I turned the water on. I literally fell down on the ground. I started to cry. Mm. And I didn't know it was a surrender at the time. I didn't know that I just was broken. And that guy came in the bathroom. The water was on and he came into the bathroom and he saw me on the floor and he literally got down on the ground with me and just held me and kind of pet my shoulder, you know, and he was like petting my shoulder. And I didn't trust anybody and I was like scared and I wanted to run. And he just kept telling me, it's going to be okay, kid. It's going to be okay. And my voice in my head was yelling like, get out of here, you know, run. It was like that fight or flight mode of when you get into fear. And his voice seemed to get louder than the voice in my head. And he just kept telling me it's going to be okay. And he just, it was like, it was just unconditional love. I didn't know at the time. And I remember turning and looking at him and he looked right into me. And I had experience living on the streets. I had experienced people looking right through me. You know, like if I didn't exist, like if I was just trash, scum on the street, I was a panhandler. And for some reason, I believed him. You know what I mean? I believed him in that moment that I was going to be okay. And looking back, I can tell you I had a little bit of trust for that guy in that moment. And he said, can you stand up? And I stood up and he asked me to take off my shirt. And he literally walked me into the shower and held me underneath the water where I just shook, you know, in alcohol withdrawal. This, my body was shaking and violent shakes. And he took a washcloth and a bar of soap and he scrubbed my back. And like that unconditional love, right, was so powerful for me. It was a turning point in my life that someone that felt unlovable could be loved. You know, I didn't really know at the time. I wasn't like, oh, I feel loved. You know what I mean? It's a like retrospect. And I think it's so very important for people that have so much. When we get sober, we have so much self-hate. We have so much remorse. The last thing we want to do is hurt our families. You know, I remember when I was 17, I grabbed my mom by the collar and I slammed her against the wall and told her, you know, just screaming foul language at her. And I told her I was going to do everything I could to ruin her life. And my mom was my hero and my best friend, you know, but alcohol and drugs were dictating every move in my life. So when I got sober at 27, I just hated myself. And I didn't understand how somebody could love me unconditionally. Like for fun, like there was no, he had no tie to it. You know, a lot of times families want to help their loved one, but there's so much enabling and an unhealthy attachment, and they have that remorse and that self-hate where it's just friction. But when it's a complete outsider, right, that understands, for me, I was able to listen to that guy. And that guy changed the course of my life that first day I got sober, and that unconditional love. And he had like experience in his own life getting clean and sober. And so I was like, that guy knows how a way out. And that's what our staff is. Our staff is like, we have a way out. Like, you don't have to live this way anymore. Like, we have a way out and we know. And we just lay out the plan and we say, come along with us. You know, come along with us for the ride.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm speaking with Lacey Ursich and Pat Ochoa, owners of Liberty House Recovery in Redlands. What would you say to someone who is struggling with addiction right now? Or what would you say to a family member of someone who is?
There is a way out. There's a way out. Like, you don't have to live this way anymore. There is a way out. The feeling as hopeless as you do right now, I understand the hopelessness. You know, there's a lot of people I know that understand that hopelessness. There is a way out. Like, what are you willing to do? Like, how free do you want to be? Mm. You know, how free do you want to be? Because it's up to you as an individual. What is that you're willing to do, right? We extend our hand, but if you don't grab the hand that's extended to you, then there's nothing anybody can do for you. Like, the power is within you.
And you can do it. Exactly right. How free do you want to be? We'll show you the way and how we did it. And we'll walk shoulder to shoulder with you and fly with you.
Yeah, and if you're a loved one of a family member of a loved one who's struggling, there's hope. You know, there's family members that have been where you've been. Like, you're not alone. Like, addiction is such, I think that more and more there's the stigma of addiction and mental health is releasing. You know, it doesn't seem to be so shameful anymore. We're talking about it more, where before it was a big secret. Like, there's people that understand where you're at. And we're here to help, you know? I mean, we're here to educate, we're here to support, we're here to, you know, whatever it is that you need as a loved one, but there's hope.
How does someone get started going through the programs at Liberty House Recovery?
You can go to libertyhouserecovery.org and there is a number on there and I will be the one who answers all calls for admissions. I find out exactly where you are in your addiction, how we can help, and we start the admissions process. I just ask a few questions and we begin making a plan for admission.
Anything else you think we should know?
We're here for anything anyone needs. Even if we can't take you or we're full at the time, we'll get you to a trusted facility. We're not going to leave you hanging and we'll make sure you're taken care of.
Thank you so much for talking with us today and thank you for all that you are doing for our community.
Thanks, Pepper.
You're welcome. It was awesome to be with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.